You are listening to the Duct Tape Nation. Get ready for a bumpy ride. Welcome, welcome, one and all. You are listening to the Duct Tape Nation. I am your humble host and the Supreme Chancellor of the Klingon Empire. I am Joe Long. I know things are a little different tonight, a little strange. Well, I was informed a week ago that I need to redo my intro music. I need to remove a couple of things from the quotes because we are now broadcasting on FCC stations, and there's a couple of things they might not like in my quotes, so I got to change it. And since I'm going to be discussing the horror show that is Homeowners Associations tonight, I thought that little song would kind of set the mood for this fine evening. I hope everybody had a great week and they had a great weekend. I myself had a wonderful weekend. I got a chance to go fishing with my son and my dad on Saturday, and then I got up this morning and had a chance to go fishing with him again. It's been a very long time since I've actually had a chance to go fishing with my dad, so... It's a good thing. It's been an interesting week for me. I mean, really has. I mean, things are, you know, I've got a lot of different things going on, and things are actually looking really good. So if you'd like to call in tonight, we are live, as you can tell. I mean, things are a little crazy, a little wild. You can call me at 260-494-3805, or you can Skype me at GhostKN1. And I always have a line open for you. I mean, yes, I have things I want to talk about. I have things I want to get into. But if there's something you want to talk about, if there's something really on your mind, if there's something that really is really bugging you, call in. We'll sit down. We'll discuss it. We'll see what we can do with it. And I know that there's been a lot of stuff going on in the news, as my dear brother informed me earlier today. And if he would like to call in and discuss these things, be my guest, or you, Mr. Neely, or anybody else. I love to hear from people. It's a great thing. But we're going to start off tonight with news of the what the heck? Once again, we have the usual collection of morons, brain-dead idiots, and fools permeating our news. And this kind of goes with the story I talked about last week. Or not last week, a couple of weeks ago. Because last week, by the time I got back from fishing with my dear brother Ira on Father's Day, it was so hot and so muggy that by the time I got home, I had a monster headache. Even Ira took a nap. Even Ira went to bed early because it was just that unbelievably hot and sticky here. But we were discussing on Duct Tape Nation a couple of weeks ago about how Country Time Lemonade is backing up people who, especially little kids who open up lemonade stands and then then have the cities come in and bust them. Well, this is kind of a different take on that. A young woman was walking down
the Gilbert community suddenly telling.
Oh, for crying out loud! That's the third time tonight that thing has done that. It just for some reason keeps resetting, even though I stopped the video in the article that I've got pulled up, and it just for some reason it keeps popping up at random intervals. It's almost like I have a glitch or a ghost or something. I don't know. Yay. As I was saying, the young woman was walking down the street and saw a little girl selling bottles of water. Well, this young woman was white and was accused of calling the police on an 8-year-old non-white girl for selling bottles of water on the sidewalk in San Francisco on Friday. The girl's mother posted a video of the encounter to Instagram on Saturday morning, in which she can be heard saying, "This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She's calling the police on an 8-year-old little girl." The woman identified by the Huffington Puffington Post as Allison Ittell.